True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, we've complained about some of the construction projects happening all across Metro Detroit. And by we, I mean mostly me.
The one that affects you the most.
Yeah, the 696 stuff impacts me. And then you throw the mile roads on top of it. I know I'm not the only one. And I know that's not the only construction, right? Yep. Heather, you had more in your news today.
Mm-hmm. 14 and 96 out of the Zewalki Bridge.
So yesterday during the show, I got a text from Kelsey. And she's never up as early as this text. This is like 6:45 in the morning. I'm like, what is she texting? Mm-hmm. Everything all right? She said that she was woke up by the 696 construction. She checked her Ring app and a bunch of people in the area too all had the same reaction. What's going on at 6:45 in the morning?
Oh, with the Ring app, did she see people walking out of their house in their pajamas going, what is that?
Looking around confused. Yeah.
So people like write comments like, what was that? Someone described it as a marching band. Like just loud noises before 7 a.m. And I know we have ordinances. You can't go mow your lawn that early, right? So why are we starting construction before 7 a.m.? And you know what the other thing that gets me, John? Now I really start get going on this. They weren't doing any of it during broad daylight. No issues banging away on the concrete at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 2, 4, 6.
Well, there's a lot more noise. It gets drowned out around noon, 2 o'clock. So I want to ask this question along with it. We'll get to the construction in a minute. You said you can't mow your lawn at
you shouldn't
6 in the morning.
I don't think, is there an actual ordinance or it's just common
courtesy?
Yeah, I would imagine.
I asked you guys about shoveling my driveway before I left and you said, oh yeah, go ahead, shovel it all you want. It's not a quiet thing.
It's quieter
scraping
than
the pavement.
A lawnmower though.
Not the electric mower that I have, yeah. The battery powered.
Corded.
Yes.
But there is
no, it's not corded. No, God. No, no. There's only one of us that would use any type of lawn maintenance that would have a cord on it.
Have not done it. So a question would be like the neighborhood ethics here, like common decency. Mm-hmm. Like there's a certain time you shouldn't be out making a ruckus, right?
Yes.
What time is that?
In a neighborhood.
What time is that?
A road commission, I think, is a little different.
Sure, because
they've got to get it done at some
point. They can do whatever they want.
Well, you got to get it done at some point. Just do it. Get it done. Let's go.
Yeah. Any chance if they can start at, if they can work 24 hours a day and trim that 2 years down to 18 months, let's go.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what you didn't think out here.
Yeah.
You want it the last 3 years?
I thought it was two working during normal business hours.
9 to 5. Like,
yes.
This went on out here. Remember, like when they did 696 by us out to 275.
Yeah.
They started. I would see them at 4:45. Right, John.
Oh yeah, they were working 24 hours a day. There were different shifts. They would come in.
They did it on 275, and the big one where this got a lot of complaints about 10 years ago, roughly 96 did their reconstruction in the Livonia area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this was a big deal in the news that people were complaining about the banging. Well, you decided.
It depends how loud the banging is.
You decided to live there.
Like, oh, this one of those deals, right? Yeah,
guess what,
when
Jim?
We bought the house, we knew.
I live near some train tracks, and the trains get loud at times.
Yeah.
I chose to live there. Why don't they go 9 to 5?
I would challenge you that a train going by is the same as the sound of the heavy drilling in concrete.
This affects you. That's why you're Batman.
Right, yeah.
It doesn't even affect me. I'm out of the house before
the train going by. Again, it's all a matter of location. The train going by could be much more disruptive than, you know, breaking up concrete.
Just answer the question, fair or foul, that we're out here doing this at 6 in the morning.
I think it's fair.
You think it's fair?
Yeah.
I think it's fair, too.
Get it in. Get it done.
I think it's fair.
I'm alone on this. Greg, you think it's fair?
Well, you're not alone. Your wife is with you.
I think where Greg's going.
Greg?
Do you guys know the Hargrave rule? I've said this previous times. I don't know if Jim's aware of this. John, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Daylight is the cutoff.
Sure.
Daylight. Okay. Daylight's burning. Do your work. And I think this is definitely more of a like mow your lawn, take care of your house kind of thing. Like,
so
yeah,
sunset is 7:30 right now is sunset. So not 6:30 or 6:45. Common decency for people getting up.
Sunrise?
Yes, sun.
You said sunset.
You said sunset.
Oh, sorry. Maybe I should Google the right thing next time. Sunset is at 7:30. Sunrise is 7:50.
7:50.
And
all
that's
right.
Just because of the time change recently.
Yeah, right,
it had
yeah.
gotten. It was light, starting to get light at 6:45 last week. And it will again.
Yeah.
Yes, it will. Yes. And you know, shooting hours are a little bit before that twilight. So you could start a half hour before actual sunrise.
And by doing this, they could get it done even earlier than they're telling you.
But you know it's not going to get done any earlier.
No, like 275, I know, got done earlier than they anticipated.
Boom.
Look, I know I'm not the sympathetic figure. What about
mic drop?
Just walk away. I'm not a sympathetic figure. End of show. See you guys later. What about pets and children? Can I sympathize with you on pets and children who are going to get woke up because of this? We're going to be going crazy because of this. Mm. And this is not during a normal time. This is before the sun's up.
Maybe you need a noise machine.
Yeah, do you sleep with one?
I have. Yeah, I don't.
You
should get Kelsey one.
Okay. Do you?
Not actively, no.
I do. Okay.
I hate any noise.
Yes.
And I can sleep through just about anything. Lisa likes to have a fan going. Mm-hmm. In Teddy's room, you mentioned the kids. We do have a sound machine in there so that if there's a truck going by, if construction were to start on somebody's house before he wakes up, hopefully it drowns it out a little bit so that he's not woken up by it. I think maybe you should try something like that so that you don't slow things down for the rest of us.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. If it was happening to me and I was repeatedly woken up at 6 o'clock and I didn't have to wake up till 9.
Yeah.
I'd be frustrated by it, but I think it's okay. If I had an infant that was still not sleeping and being woken up, it would frustrate me, but I think it's okay for them to be doing it.
So most people will work like a 9 to 5 or you got kids, so you're probably getting up in the 7 a.m. hour, right, to get started. Most people, I would think. That's right around when the sun's coming up. That's right around when construction could logically begin. For them to be jumping the gun feels foul.
I think it's only you.
Okay. 248-539-9797. We can move on. We got Shaq at 902. Alone on my island.
So no work on weekends either is what you're saying. Because you don't want it to disrupt the cost of lifestyle. I mean, if you take a nap in the middle of the afternoon, are they supposed to stop as well?
No,
would you just please let the state know when you're going to be awake?
No, don't do this and make
it
out.
You're doing it to yourself.
I'm trying to appeal to everybody who's got to get up. And that's early for most people. Most people are not awake. I'm actually not affected at all by it, but most people are asleep at 6 a.m. and 6:30 and 6:45 and before 7 a.m., yet they're out there.
Was she grumpy when you got home?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. 248-5.
This is
how
it affects
me. This is where
it goes, yep.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Let's get to Brian in Ann Arbor. Brian Farifal, you got thoughts here on 97.1.
Look, it's fair. So I'm going to break this into two categories. People that are working like construction type jobs, stuff like that, they're doing that as their profession. That's during the weekday. When I was in college, I worked on a carpentry crew, and like our workday started at 6 a.m. By 6:30, saws and nail guns were going. Granted, this is summer and it gets hot, but like you got work that you got to get done. Those are people doing their profession. They're fixing stuff. They're building stuff. Their workday is going. That's just how it is and how it always will be. As far as like doing stuff around your house, mowing your lawn, you know, like, I think Saturday, stuff like that, like between 7:30 and 8, I think is okay.
Okay.
My thing is this, you know, I live in a little bit of a congested city. If ambient sounds and stuff like that are a huge problem for people, there's places you can live where there's not going to be people around you. You know what I mean? You can move to a more rural
it's
area.
I'm standing up over here.
Some of your population areas.
This is why we're in Tecumseh, exactly. Jim. See, I can do what I want. I can have fences.
You can't have it both ways. You can't like live in a neighborhood people and shopping
and complain
centers
about
and
it. I know.
Close drives to grocery stores and then complain about like life noise, basically.
No, I know how I'm being painted right now. I know how this sounds right now.
Well, you're accurate. I mean, you're at least you can hear yourself.
But I think most people acknowledge they don't want their neighbor doing construction next door.
Right.
They don't want someone mowing the lawn before the sun's up. So all I'm doing is saying, shouldn't the same courtesy be applied this case?
So it's a little bit different, I think, when you're talking about road construction versus home construction versus mowing the lawn. The company that built our house, Builder Joe, just text me. All communities have ordinances about when you can start construction. And I do think that in a community, if it's home repair or if it's a new roof, it's a deck, it's building a home, I think there are certainly going to be, you know, working hours, and they're probably vary by community. This is one where
they don't have to ask permission, right?
Oh, well, yeah, I don't think they have to ask permission, but I also think that in the interest of the public of getting it done as quickly as possible, we've all seen some of these construction projects that will happen 24 hours a day. There are also construction projects where they will shut down a highway at night, make it one lane instead of three, do that construction, and then by the time rush hour starts, they remove the barrels and open up all three lanes.
So, Jim, like if you moved into a new neighborhood and there's still houses being constructed, but yours was done, you're still living there, and you don't have your sod in, you know the look,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And when you expect to start hearing the hammering, the banging, the pounding?
I love Greg's rule, when the sun's up. So, I don't know, 7:30, 8 o'clock. I get that's a little early for some, but you understand not everything's going to revolve around you, and you got to make compromises. Yeah. But to me, before 7 a.m. feels
so
like foul.
But 5:30 and beyond, you could start actually doing some work, 6 o'clock especially in the summer.
Yeah. So if the sun's up, that's when you're able to, as Tom put it, bang and pound
and hammer.
So when does it have to end in the evening then?
That's a good question too. I haven't put that much thought into it. I guess when the sun goes down.
5 o'clock.
Yeah, when the sun goes down. You get, so in the summer, you have longer windows to work.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, but,
Cookie's
yeah.
neighborhood, he wants it. What? Oh, when he pulls in the EV.
No,
you right, time settled down.
I've said none of this. I've said none of this.
Whoa, whoa, yes, yes.
All right, it's 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.